We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are now, you know, a day removed from the trade deadline. It has since come and passed.
No,
and
I'm not talking about the deadline.
I know. And I'm just as mad at Matthew Stafford as you are. Okay, it's fine.
Oh,
but we do have to start to move forward.
Bring my car around, please. I'm leaving.
Snap your fingers. We do have to start to move forward, though.
Yes.
Because the Lions have big little West Coast trip, okay? They're going to take on John Gruden in the Turkey Hole and the Oakland Raiders. Raiders favored by 2. I believe it might be up to 3 at this point.
Oh, really?
And the Lions have 9 more games left, okay? You're 3-3-1. It's going to take most likely 10 wins, you know, to get to the playoffs. So you and I were talking before the show. Well, how do we want to go about this, okay? Where are you at as it pertains to Bob Quinn as the general manager and Matt Patricia as the head coach? Because you and I kind of established they're married. They're basically married.
Pretty much.
If one goes, the other's going to go.
Not there's anything wrong with that, but we don't think technically.
Look, it's 2019, okay?
Yeah,
it's perfectly acceptable for them to be married, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that they are. So, Lions fan, are you to the point where Bob Quinn, what, in his fourth year as a general manager, Matt Patricia year 2 as the head coach, they promised more was going to happen, that more needed to happen. That's why they fired Jim Caldwell.
Correct.
If you don't see this Lions team somehow rallying and putting it together and doing a miracle finish and making the playoffs, does that tell you that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are not the right guys for the jobs?
Hmm.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. I like to can let it simmer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can see you thinking, you're processing.
Marinate.
Oh, nice little marination. Yes. Is marination a word?
I believe it is.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Kind of like Lions Nation, Marination.
Lionized.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, I mean, yes, you could certainly argue that you should start over. You could. I don't think they will, of course. I think they'll keep Quinn and Patricia. But you could argue, yes, from this standpoint, if they get to the end of this season, okay, and they have not made the playoffs, which means they finish, what, 7-8-1 or whatever. The question I would ask you is this with Quinn and Patricia. What building blocks do they have? The exact same ones they had before they got here. Matthew Stafford. And although he did draft Kenny Galladay, so that's certainly.
Yeah.
But as far as a building block, you still wouldn't have a rock solid offensive line. You might have a rock solid defensive line, but not really sure.
You haven't drafted those standouts,
what
though.
What building blocks would you have?
Darius Slay was a holdover,
right,
and likely going to move on from him.
So you have 9 weeks, not just to like try to scramble into the playoff race, but to prove that you have a foundation. And tell me what it is. Kerryon Johnson was going to be, and maybe still could be, but not this year, till the last two games of the season, possibly. That's
my biggest
concern.
That's very emotional for you to talk about.
I know
it's hard for you.
I'm a big Kerryon fan. But tell me where. If they don't have any semblance of a foundation, then I'd say, yeah, you have to seriously consider it, even though I don't think the Lions will. Martha Ford will. I don't think she would fire him.
No.
Not after this year.
No, I'm with you. And I do think that's a separate discussion because, unfortunately, I do think they're going to get a lot of time to somehow try and figure this out and get it right. But as far as Lions fans are concerned, like, would you be done with Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia if they don't somehow make the playoffs this year? And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. And I think that would be obvious, you know, but to me, I don't know. I never bought that Bob Quinn truly believed that that roster was playoff ready.
I never believed that, I guess,
heading into last year, like the fact that he didn't upgrade the tight end position, the fact that he traded away Golden Tate early, the fact that he didn't find any real impact players and didn't spend a whole lot of money, it felt like a wasted year. And this year is kind of feeling the same. So this has almost been more of a rebuild under Bob Quinn instead of what? Going out and making some, you know, bold decisions, taking some chances on guys in the draft that could potentially become playmakers, I just don't want them to be afforded that time. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, Matt, they shouldn't get a free pass. There should be heat for sure. And let's say this at the very least, and I do think Martha Ford would be aboard this, they would be absolutely on the hot seat next year. I don't think it could go beyond the following season without sniffing the playoffs.
And I think it's pretty obvious that I'm not that big of a fan of Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's a real leader. I don't think he's ever going to win anything because it's been 11 years. Like, I got that evidence to back me, right? But this is also your time, your window, while you have a quote-unquote competent quarterback, right? I mean, this is it.
You don't think the Bears wish they had a competent quarterback? They have a foundation, sure, with that defense, but their record technically is worse than the Lions because they don't have a competent quarterback.
So
that covers for a lot.
So what's the hesitancy, I guess, of Bob Quinn to go out and make a big splash, you know, of this franchise and this team to truly get the game changer to put next to Matthew Stafford or to put on that defense to potentially take them to the next level? Like, I just don't understand what they're waiting for. You have probably four more years of pretty good football out of Matthew Stafford, unless he just decides to walk away, doesn't really care anymore, whatever it might be.
He ain't walking away.
You got to do this now. There is no, well, we'll wait a couple more years and keep saving money for what? You need to do it. Like, you're wasting time. You wasted last season. This season is a waste already. When is this going to come? When's the big payoff? The investment that we're making? And I don't know that I see it.
I don't know that I see it yet either. And I thought I would see it at some point this season. The season is not half over. This isn't even talking about making the playoffs. Because at this moment, even mathematically, it's like 18%, which is very slim.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to talk about.
But what you can talk about is show me the foundational pieces. And that means Trey Flowers, maybe. And that defensive line, maybe. And Stafford and Galladay and what else? Tell me what else. I mean, here's your opportunity, fellas. I mean, the players, too. They're giving you chances. They traded away Quandre Diggs. They didn't bring anybody in to replace you. Here's your chance. You part of the foundation or not? And I'll tell you, it's not easy to do because, you know, you can't just look what the Browns did. Get you, sign you, grab you, get you. Who cares about the coach?
It's got to be the right mix.
And they blow. They're 2-5.
Well,
and Baker Mayfield's losing his mind.
Well, part of the biggest problem is they never fixed the offensive line. And truth be told,
they didn't hire a coach.
I would agree. But also, the amount of investment that the Lions have put into the offensive line, is it really fixed? Is it really right?
No, it's not.
Have they really
fixed.
Gotten it going? You know, so that's another one of their issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.